Chapter 2 Captain Bligh. Tom was very busy in the next few days. The sailors worked hard to prepare the ship for the long voyage, and Tom worked hard too. His friend, Mr. Christian, taught him many things. One day he showed Tom how to climb the masts. Tom was afraid at first. Then he climbed up to the top of the mast. The port looked very small from up there. The young officer also taught Tom about navigation. They spent a lot of time together. Mr. Christian was kind, and Tom liked him. Tom watched his friend with the sailors. Fletcher Christian told them what to do, because that was his job. But he was always polite, and the sailors liked him.
Be good to the men, Tom,
his friend advised him.
Sailors are brave men. We must treat them well.
Captain Bligh came aboard on the third day. He did not smile when he met the officers. He went immediately to his cabin, and he stayed there the whole day. Later, Tom heard a conversation between the sailor called George and some other sailors.
Bligh is back,
George said.
He doesn't look very happy to see us. I know him. Be careful of him. He's a terror.
What's the captain like?
Tom asked Fletcher Christian.
One of the sailors said that
Captain Bligh's one of the best officers in the Navy,
Fletcher told him.
I know him well.
He looked at Tom.
Sometimes the sailors don't understand their officers, Tom. A captain's job is a difficult one, you know.
That evening, Tom ate with all the officers in the captain's cabin. There was a long table and Captain Bligh sat at one end.
Come and sit with me, Mr. Barnes,
Captain Bligh said.
The youngest officer always sits with the captain,
he explained. Tom sat down. He did not know what to say to the captain.
Is this your first voyage?
Captain Bligh asked him.
Yes, sir,
Tom replied nervously. Captain Bligh smiled at him.
You have a lot to learn, my boy,
the captain told him.
You must ask me lots of questions.
Thank you, sir,
Tom said. Now Captain Bligh turned to the other officers. He asked them about the ship and the sailors.
Is everything ready for tomorrow?
He asked.
Yes, sir,
the officers told him.
Very good,
he said. He stood up.
Sleep well, gentlemen. We leave early in the morning.
The officers left the captain's cabin.
What do you think of Captain Bligh now?
Fletcher Christian asked Tom.
I think he's a good captain,
Tom answered.
He's not a terror at all.